ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Federal, state, and local authorities are hunting for suspects behind letters, some of them containing fentanyl, that were sent to election offices in at least five states, one of them Washington state.
This is a form of domestic terrorism. That's all that it is. And unfortunately, what they're doing is putting innocent people at risk and disrupting our elections.
Secretary of State Steve Hobbs. A hit and run last week, which injured a Southern California college student, is now considered a hate crime. The victim was an Arab Muslim student wearing a shirt that had Damascus written on it in Arabic. The driver allegedly shouted comments that included the words, "your people." The teachers union in Andover, Massachusetts, has voted to go on strike, saying it's bargained with district officials more than two dozen times. The head of the nation's air traffic controllers union says current work schedules are unsustainable and must be changed. This is ABC News. Safety experts worried about close calls at airports.
The nation's top accident investigator says the series of close calls on runways across the U.S. this year is showing clear signs of strain that cannot be ignored. The chair of the National Safety Transportation Board, Jennifer Homendy, testified before a Senate committee about the shortage of air traffic controllers that's leading, she says, to fatigue and distractions. Homendy also warned that irregular work schedules among pilots is causing issues as well. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
Partnerships between 2- and 4-year colleges and universities could help more community college students go on to earn bachelor's degrees. The Education Department says only 13% of federal financial aid recipients who enrolled in community college in 2014 went on to get their bachelor's within 8 years. Frank Borman, one of the astronauts on the first human space flight to orbit the moon, has died. He was 95. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, he said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Giannis gets ejected from the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks and the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Third quarter, Bucks up by 11, and Giannis takes it full court, slams down a signature dunk. The call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Giannis' third block, he's going to take it off!
After the bucket, Giannis followed up with a monster face and then a whistle foul. Number 34, technical for celebration.
And if they called a technical foul on on Giannis, that's his second, and he would be gone for the game.
And he seems unapologetic about it. He's saying he's out.
What did he do?
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin after the game.
I thought he made a tremendous play, and he was extremely respectful to the refs. And, you know, I think I just got to do a better job of protecting him.
The final, Milwaukee 120, Detroit 118. The Bucks now head to Indiana to play the Pacers. Game time tonight, 6 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 30 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it is a Wednesday edition, and I'm always very excited when there is new Wisconsin Marquette University Law School polling. That means our friend Charles Franklin will join us in the happy hour today. And Dom, we got a fine guest joining us right from the top. She's your congresswoman, our friend Gwen Moore. We welcome her back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome, Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
Bruce, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. It was great to see you in D.C., sort of closer to your element the day Speaker Mike Johnson, MAGA Mike Johnson, was elected. Gwen, I saw you outside the Longworth building that day. You've gotten to know him a little bit. He's been the speaker now for, what, going on 2 weeks. First impressions, Gwen. How's Speaker MAGA Mike doing?
Well, I'll tell you, it was terrifying. I should have been more suspicious when this unknown person was being pushed very hard by known members of the Freedom Caucus. And he certainly lived up to his reputation as a member of the Freedom Caucus. You know, first thing he did was to put a supplemental bill on the floor to support Israel, $14 billion, and a pay for by taking all of the money, taking $14 billion from the money that we need to catch, you know, billionaire, multi-billionaire tax cheats away from the IRS. So, you know, usually you would consider something like a, you know, an Israeli supplemental as an emergency funding effort, and there would not need to be an offset. But he was able to execute, I'll say, one of the major priorities of the Republican Party, and that is to protect the top 1% in their money from paying their fair share of taxes.
And Gwen,
so that's what he did.
Well, Gwen, and there's some question, even if what he rolled out, this funding, this aid for Israel, even if the cuts to the IRS were palatable, where's the funding for the Ukraine? Why are these things not being packaged? I mean, even Mitch McConnell, not often considered a moderate, but even Mitch McConnell said, you got to package these things up. We need like $105 billion. Joe Biden's on board. Where are the House Republicans?
Well, I mean, you just have really, you know, talked about the real dichotomy in the Republican, the Senate Republicans and the House Republicans. I mean, we've known for a long time that there are plenty of very vocal members of the Republican Party in the House that don't want to provide any funding for Ukraine, and presidential candidates in the Republican Party that don't want to fund Ukraine. So this is not a new problem. What has changed really is that they are now in charge, and so they deliberately left that funding out. And if that funding is restored, it'll have to be because the Senate puts it back in a package that comes back to us.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Congresswoman Gwen Moore, my Congresswoman. Gwen, love talking to you. Thanks for coming around. Last night, an election in several states here in the great country of the USA. 1 year out, Gwen, from the presidential. A lot of folks looking to last night as the tea leaves, perhaps. Is this something that we can predict? It looked like it went pretty well for the Dems. Abortion still going to be a big issue. Weed still an issue. What was your takeaway from the elections last night, Gwen?
Well, I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, I was terrified at the beginning of the day. Because, of course, I know you're going to talk about the doggone Marquette polls that show where Joe Biden is. But what happened in Virginia and Ohio, some rather bellwether states, we saw a trend that's very similar to past trends. You know, when Virginia, for example, despite all the money the governor spent, Youngkin, he lost both the House and the Senate. And that's a real bellwether for who the next president is going to be. It demonstrates really fully that a Democratic president is likely. Ohio, for God's sake.
Yeah.
A state where, Democrats have absolutely no hope, realistically, of winning. The fact that they legalized recreational marijuana and put in the Constitution a constitutional right to choose to have an abortion, I think portends well for Sherrod Brown's reelection as in the U.S. Senate. He's established, and it looks like, to borrow a word that may be a dirty word to some people, but it looks like the folks in Ohio are woke. Looks like they are not asleep as to what Republicans have in mind for their subjection. And so I am, those two places, I was really shocked. And of course, we had a Democratic governor in Kentucky, but I mean, he outperformed himself winning last night and really picked up a lot of constituencies that had been ruby red. And so while I thought Mississippi gubernatorial race was a long shot, we still saw the gap close quite a bit. And so I have a much better feeling this morning, today, than I did before these polls came in. And then, of course, we can just always mention Sheila Jackson Lee emerging out of that. I don't know how many people were on that ballot for Houston. It must have been a dozen to 12, 13, 14, 15, something like that. And so she emerged with 35% of the vote to 43% of the vote for Whitmer. And so there's going to be a runoff there. Of course, that Houston is a Democratic city, so it doesn't really speak volumes to your question at all. But I think, what we're seeing is that people are engaged. People are willing to come out and vote, in an off, season. And of course, 2024 is the presidential when we expect most voters to decide to vote. So I think that Dems have a really good base to work from.
Gwen, I feel you. I've been so concerned of late, taking a lot of losses here on this side over the years. It was a great to wake up this morning and see those results roll in. But, of course, it's not just the election. It's also the get-out-the-vote effort. It's the door knocking. It's the activism. It's people being engaged in self-governance. We had Wisconsin WISDEM's chair Ben Wickler on the show yesterday talking about, you know, the effort to get out to vote. We're 1 year out, Gwen. How are you feeling about the efforts as it stands right now?
Well, listen, you know, maybe you could tell me something that I don't know, since the Republicans have held me hostage in D.C. for 9 weeks. And I literally have come home on Saturday mornings and come back, you know, late Sunday night to keep up with the schedule. But I had heard from, you know, Spectrum One that the Republicans up there are trying to prevent get-out-the-vote efforts, nonpartisan GOT efforts, TV efforts. And I'm wondering if Ben Wickler talked about that. I mean, that would be horrible. It seems, from what I hear, that this initiative to stop GOTV vote, get-out-the-vote efforts, it's passed the assembly twice. So, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I'm wondering if you have any light to shed on what's going on there.
Well, Gwen, it is my impression that this constitutional amendment, because they're also they're putting up other things like, should illegal aliens, as they would describe them, should they be able to vote here in the nation? Well, these are get out the vote efforts on behalf of the conservatives, of course. They think by putting these sort of problematic issues on the ballot that they're going to churn out theirs, Gwen. The get-out-the-vote efforts that are going on with the GOP, they're actually door-knocking in Milwaukee, we understand from reporting of John King at CNN. And Angela Lang and Block, there was a long article that CNN did on them, Gwen. But they point out the GOP, the Republicans, are door-knocking in Milwaukee. I'm not going to say they're making inroads, but I'm not sure if they're there to try to turn them out or keep them home, Gwen.
Exactly, because I've gotten pieces of literature from the Republican effort. I think they're just interested in point shaving. And it's not about winning. You know, it's about depressing the vote, you know, lying to our constituents, sort of, you know, casting doubt in people's minds about our leadership, so that people will stay at home, to discourage voting. I mean, I think it's a very cogent strategy. And they're unable to wholesale convince African Americans and Hispanics and people of color, for example, to support them. So they'll just discourage them. Of course, they play games with women